This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on Malawi visit, will depart for New Delhi this afternoon after the completion of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit had added a new chapter to the historic relation as it was the first ever visit by President of India to the three African nations and came a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with Indian diaspora. This visit had reaffirmed India's strong commitment to further strengthen existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that commercialization of education is adversely impacting the quality of education. Mr. Dhankar was speaking at a function of a private educational institution in Rajasthan's Sikar this afternoon. He said that education becoming a business is never good for the future of the nation. He said that education was never a source of income but was a medium of sacrifice, medium of charity and for building a healthy society. He reviewed the today education has become a commodity which is being sold for profit and this is adversely impacting the quality of education. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that by investing in cutting-edge technologies and nurturing a robust defence ecosystem, the government has ensured that the armed forces remained future-ready and resilient in an evolving global landscape. The minister made a statement while addressing the 62nd National Defence College MPhil convocation ceremony in New Delhi today. He added that presently warfare has surpassed the traditional battlefields of land, sea and air. The Defence Minister said in today's interconnected world, a firm grasp of geopolitics, international relations and the complexities of global security alliances is must for military leaders. Indian Institute of Wheat and Barley Research Karnal today started the distribution of seeds of 13 new varieties of wheat approved by the central government. 22,000 farmers from all over the country had registered themselves on the portal to get seeds of new varieties. New varieties of wheat are disease resistant along with giving more yield production. Barley variety DWR-V 137 is also included in the approved varieties of wheat, which is peel-free and will also provide straw for animal feed. Russian President Vladimir Putin has asserted that the BRICS group will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years due to its size and relatively fast growth compared with that of developed Western nations. Speaking at BRICS Business Forum in Moscow yesterday, President Putin said the countries in their association are essentially the drivers of global economic growth. He said in the foreseeable future, BRICS will generate the main increase in global GDP. BRICS comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. It has expanded to include Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran and United Arab Emirates as well. In Uganda, 49 new mpox cases have been reported, bringing the total number of laboratory-confirmed infections in the country to 145. The country's Ministry of Health said that Kampala, the capital of Uganda, recorded 27 new cases of the disease, the highest in the East African country over the last week. No death has been reported so far. The United Nations Children's Fund warned that over 3 million people, including 5 lakh children under 5, are at risk of cholera in Sudan. More than 70% of hospitals in conflict areas are non-operational and frontline healthcare workers have not been paid in months, it said. Since the outbreak of the civil conflict, epidemic diseases such as cholera, malaria, measles and dengue fever have spread, leading to hundreds of deaths. According to UNICEF, the vaccination coverage in Sudan has fell to some 50% from 85% before the outbreak of the internal conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces in April last year. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.